Weekly, we focus on the work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This month, we speak with Javier Cervantes, community liaison with LinkUp, about your upcoming Rock the Block event. That's June 9th. Looking forward to that. And, of course, our discussion with WGVU grant writer Steve Chappell as well. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley. Good morning. Good morning, Javier.
Hey, Javier.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing very fine. Steve.
Yes, we are administering a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, working with a variety of area organizations and individuals like Javier, with a goal of doing our best to create a more equitable life for all of our residents that call Grand Rapids and surrounding areas home. It's very good that public media is involved because that is part of our mission. To help mobilize the community around issues that impact the lives of all of our residents.
Awesome. All right, Javier, glad that you are back. Community liaison, as I mentioned, LinkUp. Remind me about LinkUp.
So LinkUp, we are a nonprofit community organization. We are located right on Madison and Hall, and we are mainly known for affordable housing, but we do so much more than that. We do civic engagement. We have lots of volunteer opportunities, networking events. We do food trucks, community events, and we also host a conference called the Community Spirit Awards later this year. So we just do a little bit of everything at Link.
I don't want to say bigger and better, but boy, you've got a lot going on.
A lot going on, Shelley, but we're very excited for our annual Rock the Block, and we're just kind of, you know, planning the last final stages of that event, so we're just really excited at Link.
All right. I remember last year where I was, remember, Steve, I was the handler, handler for, was it, do we have Curious George?
Curious George.
Curious George, it was,
yes,
a warm day.
Oh, it was.
Which is, what is it supposed to be on
the
summertime?
Hats to you for being Curious George last year.
I was a handler, so I wasn't inside that. Well, I digress. Tell me about Rock the Block.
So Rock the Block is, this is our eighth annual event, which will be next week, Saturday, June 9th, on the corner of Madison and Hall. This event will be from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. It is a free community event. We have about 100 resource vendors, including food vendors, small business vendors. We have live entertainment. We have a kids zone. We're going to have lots of prizes being raffled. We have some bikes that we're going to be giving away thanks to our friends from Spoke Folks. So if you want a free bike, come on down and you can get a bike from Spoke Folks. And, you know, just a lot of great things going on that day.
I have to share my own observations because this was the first Rock the Block last year that I attended, and I didn't know what to expect, but I wish that every community could have a Rock the Block. I expected maybe just a small little gathering of people and a kind of a hometown festival, but it is fabulous. I mean, you can walk up and down several blocks, grab a cool drink, which really came in handy last year. It was kind of a tropical drink I bought, and then a couple of tacos. Mm-hmm. Great music at the end of the street that people are literally dancing in the street to.
Oh, yeah.
And then the myriad of sponsors. I mean, all the key organizations throughout Grand Rapids seem to be involved with Rock the Block. And best of all is just not only enjoying it yourself, but seeing the smiles on the children's faces, the families' faces. It's going to be a similar event this year, Javier?
Very similar. Each year, it just kind of gets bigger and bigger. We have, you know, a couple thousand people that show up every year. A lot of thousand, I should say, because it just kind of keeps growing. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one of the largest street festivals in the city of Grand Rapids. So we're just really excited, really proud to be able to host this event every year. And we hope to continue this event. Obviously, yes, thank you so much to all of our sponsors that continue to support all the work that we do at Link. And without their support, we could not do what we do at Link.
Yes. So 11 to 6?
11 a.m. to 6, yep.
6. And what time does the entertainment start?
It's going to be all day, starting right at 11. Okay. And right at 6, we have a lot of local artists that are going to be joining us that day. We have a lot of, you know, artists in the area that are just so talented, mm-hmm. and we want to highlight them this year. So just come on out, support our local talent, our local youth as well, mm-hmm. because they are our future, and they're going to be out here, you know, performing for you guys. You know, put on a good show. So we're just really excited about that, and hopefully we're gonna get a good turnout.
I remember you were filled with booths up and down. You had the Kent County prosecutor and the police officers on site. You had others that are just looking to spread their awareness. So it's a good opportunity to look, if you're looking to volunteer or get involved with a nonprofit, right, Steve?
Oh, it's very well organized. That's one thing that's all the volunteers had special T-shirts that they wore. Mm-hmm. They had volunteers that help you unload cars if you had things. Very well orchestrated. And I think first and foremost, though, it's just a great, you can't help but have a good time. And so I would encourage all of our WGVU listeners, no matter what city you live in, come out and support Rock the Block, gain a greater appreciation of what's happening in large part through LinkUp's great work in the community, serving all residents.
I trust LinkUp will have a table too?
Yes, we are going to have one big table right by the entertainment section. We're going to have the stage, the showmobile, actually. So right there in that area, they can come find us, come ask us any questions, anything they want to know. We will be able to direct the traffic, kind of have people sign up for other volunteer opportunities that we have at Link, and just kind of learn a little bit more about us and all about the other organizations that will be there. Volunteer opportunities, internships, and you might even possibly get a job, because there are lots of people are going to be hiring as well. So if you're looking for a job as well, just come on down. We're going to have some vendors who are going to be hiring. Some will be hiring on the spot if they're prepared. So just kind of come, and you know, you never know what you're going to run into at Rock the Block. You can leave with a job. You can leave with some, you know, some good food, good entertainment, you know, make some good connections, a bike. You know, you just never know. So just come on down.
Well, I know WGVU will have a booth as well, so I'm sure we'll be spreading our programming and more, and certainly proud to be a partner. What else is going to be big this year on behalf of Link?
Let's see.
This is probably one of the highlights, and, you know, not to throw you off, but just community partnerships, right?
Yeah. So tonight, actually, we have a big event. Our first Friday, every first Friday of the month, we have a networking event, and we actually have a really big event, you know, tonight. We're expecting a couple hundred people tonight in the gallery. You know, we're going to have a live band, we're going to have a DJ, we're going to be selling some food, we're going to have some drinks flowing. So just kind of a pre kind of, you know, event for our Rock the Block, and just kind of come out and kind of mingle and network and just have a good time.
Well, and also, you know, LinkUp has been really a centerpiece of the community. WGVU is proud to partner with you personally, Javier, and LinkUp, because we've been there, and you have hosted panel discussions on key issues, and really have drawn the community to LinkUp, where you then have facilitated discussions on gentrification, policing, other issues that are important to talk about. So we applaud you for your role in this community.
Thank you. And we're here to support. We're here to, you know, educate, to learn, and we're learning and growing ourselves. And we're just really happy that we have those opportunities to have those voices heard that otherwise did not have the opportunity to do so in the past. So thank you.
Cool. Details one more time for June 9th, please.
Yes, June 9th, Saturday, June 9th, corner of Madison and Hall, our annual Rock the Block Street Festival from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m., free community event, lots of resources, food, prizes, games, and much, much more. We'll see you guys there.
I bet there'll be sunshine to boot.
Yes.
Javier Cervantes, thank you very much. One more time on that website.
Our website is www.linkup.org.
Thank you for that, and for being our spotlight on this weekly opportunity. Stephen, take us home.
Yes, well, I would invite all of our listeners, if you've missed any part of this interview with Javier Cervantes, to go to the WGVU Radio News page and click on Mutually Inclusive, which is the brand that we're giving to part of our project. And you can listen to this interview as well as to other organizations we're partnering with in the past, or you can also go to the WGVU videos, Mutually Inclusive, and you know, listen to all of the past projects, topics that we've covered through this project.
Thanks. Have a great weekend, both of you. See you on the 9th of June.